Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 17th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Evaluating oral selexipag in PAH insights on survival, safety, and dosing patterns from the complete observation period of GRIPHON and its open label extension. The GRIPHON study found that oral selexipag, a prostacyclin receptor agonist, significantly reduced morbidity and mortality risk compared to placebo in patients with pulmonary arterial hypertension. 5-year survival estimates for pulmonary arterial hypertension patients in real-world clinical practice were 57%. The GRIPHON trial, along with its open-label extension, provided the longest follow-up to date for a pulmonary arterial hypertension trial. Complete results regarding the two main analysis sets were not available in this abstract. Article number 2. Molecular biopsy features associated with baseline lung allograft dysfunction in a multicenter international cohort. This study examined molecular biopsy features associated with baseline lung allograft dysfunction in an international cohort of lung transplant recipients. Researchers investigated transbronchial biopsy gene expression changes linked to baseline lung allograft dysfunction. Baseline lung allograft dysfunction status was assessed at 1 year post-transplant. Specific numerical or definitive results regarding the associations found were not provided in this abstract. Article number 3. Pulmonary artery fresh floating thrombus in patients with chronic thromboembolic pulmonary hypertension on low-dose direct oral anticoagulants, a single-center angiographic observational study. This observational study retrospectively analyzed 721 follow-up selective pulmonary angiograms from 239 patients with chronic thromboembolic pulmonary hypertension. All patients completed balloon pulmonary angioplasty and received long-term anticoagulation with low-dose direct oral anticoagulants, standard-dose direct oral anticoagulants, or vitamin K antagonists. The study evaluated baseline characteristics, follow-up outcomes, and the incidence of pulmonary artery fresh floating thrombus. Specific numerical findings regarding these outcomes and comparisons between the anticoagulant regimens were not provided in this abstract. Article number 4. Targetable atrial tachycardias after artificial intelligence guided ablation of persistent atrial fibrillation. The tailored AF randomized trial demonstrated that artificial intelligence guided ablation of spatiotemporal dispersion combined with pulmonary vein isolation significantly reduced atrial fibrillation recurrence at 1 year follow-up in patients with persistent atrial fibrillation. Despite this, approximately one-third of the patient population experienced atrial tachycardia recurrences. The study found that most of these atrial tachycardia recurrences were successfully ablated. This post-hoc analysis identified the exact mechanisms and locations of these targetable atrial tachycardias. Article number 5. Atrial arrhythmia recurrence after the MAIS procedure, insights from catheter-based mapping. This study retrospectively analyzed 86 patients who experienced recurrent atrial arrhythmias after undergoing the Cox-Mays procedure between 2008 and 2023. These patients subsequently required endocardial catheter ablation for recurrent atrial fibrillation or atrial flutter. Electroanatomic mapping was employed to assess lesion integrity and characterize the mechanisms of these recurrent atrial arrhythmias. Specific findings regarding the types of mechanisms or lesion gaps observed were not provided in this abstract. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.